Glyphosate in Childhood Vaccines by Zen Honeycutt. Moms and scientists demand FDA and CDC test vaccines for glyphosate. Glyphosate, a chemical ingredient found in Monsanto's Roundup and hundreds of other herbicides, has been found in vaccines. Specifically, glyphosate has been found in childhood vaccines. Moms Across America, MAA, received preliminary screening results from Microbinatech Laboratories Incorporated of St. Louis, Missouri, which shows the DTA Piadacel, Sanofi Pasteur, vaccine had 0.123 ppb, influenza Fluvirin, Novartis, 0.331 ppb and Hep B Energix B, GlaxoSmithKline, 0.325 and pneumococcal vax polyvalent Pneumovax 23, Merck, had 0.107 ppb of glyphosate. The MMR2, Merck, vaccine was linked to autism by CDC whistleblower Dr. William Thompson. It had levels up to 25 times higher than the other vaccines, at 2.671 ppb. Subsequently, multiple rounds of additional independent tests have confirmed these findings at or above the same levels. Consider doing the following to protect you and your family. Gog glyphosate-free drink purified water get gut wall defense. MAA's Zen Honeycutt sent vaccines to an independent lab earlier this year for testing. She did this because vaccines contain many ingredients which could be genetically modified. 80% of GMOs are genetically engineered to withstand glyphosate-based herbicides, and glyphosate is allowed on 160 non-organic food and feed crops by the EPA. We wondered if glyphosate could be contaminating not only our water, urine, breast milk, food, soil, beer, and wine, but our vaccines as well. MAA sent a letter on September 1, 2016, to the FDA, CDC, EPA, NIH, California Department of Health, and Senator Boxer requesting that they make it a priority to test vaccines for glyphosate, recall contaminated vaccines, and for the EPA to revoke the license of glyphosate to prevent further contamination. And in the meantime, we call upon our lawmakers to rescind the mandate which forces parents to vaccinate their child in order to attend school, in light of extraordinary new evidence. Honeycutt states, "We were shocked to find the presence of glyphosate in all five of the vaccines and to find that the contamination of glyphosate has extended into our medical treatments. The fact is that the CDC, vaccine makers, and our regulatory agency should have been testing for herbicide/pesticide contamination 40 years ago before they started spraying these chemicals on our food and feed crops. If anyone questions these results, we ask them to test. The tests were conducted with the ELISA method, linked to the full report here, which is regarded by the scientific community as a screening method only and not as accurate as HPLC mass spectrometry." Honeycutt reports that they asked numerous labs to test additional vaccines for glyphosate over the past few months. Yet, they have been unable to test. After learning of MAA's results, an independent scientist conducted numerous rounds of testing. They have confirmed the presence of glyphosate in vaccines. He sent his data to Senator Sheehan, the FDA, NIH, elected government officials, major media, and received no response. One can contact Senator Sheehan for the additional test results. Honeycutt continues, "The public must know that their vaccines likely contain glyphosate, a toxic weed killer, which is acknowledged by the EPA as a reproductive effector, i.e., endocrine disruptor, which can cause liver and kidney damage and has been shown to be a neurotoxin. The WHO has deemed glyphosate a probable carcinogen. We do not believe any state or government should have the right to mandate vaccines which contain harmful additives. This includes a probable carcinogen, such as glyphosate-based herbicides. And especially to our most vulnerable babies. Certainly, no parent should have to knowingly inject directly into the bloodstream of their newborn, within hours of being born, or a growing child, with a probable carcinogen. No pregnant mother should ever be injected with a neurotoxin and endocrine disruptor. We are very concerned that the introduction of glyphosate in our food and feed crops, which correlates with the spike of reports of vaccine damage in the late 1990s, could be a major contributing factor in the autism epidemic. This must be researched. Testing and reformulation must also be done. We will no longer settle for anything other than safe vaccines. How do glyphosate-based herbicides get into vaccines? GMO and glyphosate herbicide sprayed crops are ingredients of vaccines or are fed to livestock. MIT scientist Dr. Stephanie Seneff added that glyphosate could easily be present in vaccines due to the fact that certain vaccine viruses, including measles and MMR and flu virus, are grown on gelatin derived from the ligaments of pigs fed heavy doses of glyphosate in their GMO feed. Livestock feed is allowed to have up to 400 ppm of glyphosate residues by the EPA, thousands of times higher than has been shown to cause harm in numerous studies. French scientist and glyphosate expert Sarah Lini's research has shown that glyphosate is never used alone. It is always used with adjuvants, coformulants slash other chemicals, and they have found those adjuvants to make Roundup 1000x more toxic. So the detection of glyphosate in vaccines with this methodology would indicate the presence of other coformulants, which are 1000x more toxic. Tony Bark, MD MEM lead AP and co-producer of the movie Bot, states, "I am deeply concerned about injecting glyphosate, a known pesticide, directly into children. Neither Roundup nor glyphosate has been tested for safety as an injectable. Injection is a very different route of entry than the oral route. Injected toxins, even in minute doses, can have profound effects on the organs and the different systems of the body. In addition, injecting a chemical along with an adjuvant or live virus can induce severe allergic reactions to that substance. Vaccines induce the immune system to create antibodies to whatever is included in the vaccine. Glyphosate is heavily used in corn, soy, wheat, cotton, and other commodities. Because of this, we can expect to see more severe food allergies in the vaccine recipients. In addition, chemicals in ultra-low doses can have powerful effects on physiology. They can behave almost as hormones, stimulating or suppressing physiological receptors."